The Alaska and West Coast Tsunami Warning Center recorded the magnitude 7.9 quake at 12:31 a.m., centered about 175 miles southeast of Kodiak. Many in south-central Alaska and the Anchorage area felt strong tremors. In Sitka, that was not the case. Many here were alerted by cell phone, long before the community's sirens were activated. The digital advisory had no detail other than that residents of coastal areas should evacuate to high ground immediately. Sitka School Superintendent Mary Wegner opened both Kiku Shaheen Elementary and Sitka High School to evacuees around 1 a.m., about the same time that the fire hall touched off the sirens.
Evacuate to high ground immediately. A possible tsunami is threatening the Sitka area.
By 2 a.m., the tsunami's scheduled arrival in Sitka, the high school was crowded with residents hoping to remain high and dry. Mackenzie Bovard awoke to that text message alert beside her husband, who is in the Coast Guard. She wondered if the text was another false alarm, like the missile alert in Hawaii 2 weeks ago.
I didn't feel very panicked. I just kind of was like laying there with my husband when he was awake, telling me to get up. I was like, really? Do we have to wake up? Can't I just go back to sleep?
But the Bovard family did rouse along with hundreds of others. Fourth grader Delilah Hinchman was posted up in the hallway directly across from her classroom. Beside her was her sister, Valerie.
We've been going on for 2.5 hours.
I know. How are you feeling?
Tired.
Tired. Tired?
But at least we get to go to school early.
The tsunami warning has been canceled. It is safe to return to coastal areas.
The city of Sitka gave the all-clear shortly after 3 a.m., meaning residents could return to their homes. School is expected to take place today in Sitka at the usual times. The tsunami did not produce significant tidal fluctuation in Sitka, 0.4 feet, according to the National Tsunami Warning Center. In Kodiak, it generated a slightly larger wave of only 0.6 feet. Nevertheless, authorities kept the warning in effect until 3:12 a.m., when it was downgraded to an advisory for coastal waters only between Chignik Bay in the Aleutians and Seward. The last time Sickens evacuated was on Friday, January 3, 2013, when a magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck offshore on the Queen Charlotte Fault just before midnight. The tsunami arrival time then was much shorter, and the evacuation somewhat more intense. But at least it was a Friday night, and unlike this latest event, many did not have to roll out of bed for work the next day. This is Emily Kwong reporting in Sitka with help from KCAW's Robert Woolsey.